episode, we have someone special that's joining us today. She may not be a gold digger, but she is a gold crusher.
Whoa. I mic drop. That was standard.
I had it in my head and it didn't come out good.
But all right, y'all. Tune in if you're looking to shape up your business in the most efficient, effective way possible, because we got Lindsay Hilden in the house and she's going to break it down for us today. So talk to us. Give the audience a little bit of background about who Lindsay Hilden is, how you got here, industry-wise.
Industry. So I'm like almost 20 years in since I started, and then spent the first 10 years pretty much all together with you guys, and then now the last 10 years with Privé, and I just like love both my salon homes now at Malvern and Newtown Square, and I work 2 12-hour days a week, and I just try to be as busy as I can when I'm there so I can accommodate as many people in that short time that I'm there, and then I just try to be a mom every other second of my life. And that's pretty much it.
That's it in a nutshell.
You're so humble, and I love it so much. And we're gonna get uncomfortable here because I know you like getting uncomfortable. Well, you get uncomfortable when we talk about this type of thing. Yes. So, yeah.
Lindsay loves a bragging moment when it's like the four of us, but if it's like out for the universe to know, it's like tail between the legs, like, no.
Yeah. Lindsay's famous for stopping in the office. Head, I just sold X amount of dollars in retail, but don't tell no one.
Yeah. Well, literally. I would tell you guys because I feel like we like kind of started.
Yeah.
Like so together. And you guys, like, I mean, you provide the environment to like make this stuff happen. So like my win is our win.
Yeah,
honestly. Yeah, and true. Like nobody appreciates it, but like you guys really know what it takes to like, you know, make things happen.
Yeah. And I love when like with those moments happen and I like text your husband and I'm like, hey, yeah, just giving you a heads up.
Yeah.
We have something major that needs to be celebrated. So you might want to book a hotel this weekend and take her to AC. I don't know, but that's like what I would do.
Yeah.
I love it. Shout out to Kevin. We love you.
I'm text Kevin, take her to Nashville.
Yeah, Heather's going to take it over the top. All right, so you're crushing. I would say, I know your numbers, obviously, but you're doing anywhere between, on average, 3 and 5,000 per shift, meaning shift for us is your 12-hour day. So you do Tuesday, Thursday, 12 hours. When you're in on a Tuesday, it's typically somewhere between 3 and 5K that you're doing in services. Break it down. We need to know how this is happening.
My associates that I've been having, I guess, for like 8 years now, I've been working one-on-one with an associate, and they've like historically just been like pretty, most of them have been like pretty good, like relatively speaking to where I'm at in my career. My associate now, Katie, is like the youngest one I've had, but she's like, nothing like throws her off. She can handle anything. Like I can be like, Kate, we're doing this today, and she's like, okay. Like she loves a challenge too. I have so much like faith in her, knowing that I can, like, you know, we can handle anything that's like thrown our way, which is like just such a relief before you even start any like goal setting or anything like that. So I need to shout her out and my old OG assistants, everyone, and just like how, you know, we have so many systems in place that like make this just so possible to happen. So like I know going into these days, like this is all going to work. This is what might, you know, like have some issues, and then this is, you know, whatever. So luckily I have a clientele that I'm usually consistently booked between like 14 and 19 clients a day, which is like kind of insane, but they're there and they're rebooking, and you know, I try to maximize the time that they're in. Like most of my clients want to come in and get as much done as possible in the short time that they're there, because most of my clients are like working moms or, you know, moms, whatever, that have not a lot of time, you know, so they want to come in and spend as little time as possible in the salon getting as much done. And I'm the person for them.
Amen to that. Can we talk about that? Like how the task of getting things done, like as a mom, like the worst thing as a mom is sitting there and getting your nails done or spending 3 hours to pay somebody so you can get your hair done. Like,
right.
I think that has massive value for somebody like you, and your target market is that person. Like you want to get in, you want to get out. I also want to mention, I think your aspect for your business is how can I serve as many people? Like how can I take care of X amount of people in my day rather than like, how can I make 5K in a day? Mm-hmm. And I think that's huge. Like you're a very, like you're here to serve. And I think that's served you well.
Well, Lindsay not only like serves the purpose of doing amazing hair, but she has such a relationship with her clients. Mm-hmm. It's like so key. But I want to go back to what you were saying about your associates that you have worked with. I don't want to say, I think we're discrediting you by just saying like you kind of were handed these lucky associates that are all golden, because that's not the case. You're an educator and I feel like you take the time to train them to what they need to be and what you need from them and what they need from you. I feel like you really go above and beyond, and I don't think you were just handed amazing associates out of the gate. I think that it was a lot of had to do with you.
Yeah, well, thanks.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give you some credit for that.
Okay, thanks.
Oh,
thanks.
You took that compliment well. I like
that
it.
Was good. That was good.
No, I will say, though, like they always say, like, do what you love and you never work a day in your life. And you're like, okay, like I love like holding newborn babies, but like that's not going to pay the bills. Like, okay. So like, but I do think that if you're not, I've never really been doing this like just for the money, because there was a time where like I worked really hard and didn't get a lot of money. So like you really have to enjoy like people and serving them and going so above and beyond for them in any way possible. Like you need to do that to have any success in this industry. And like if that's not your cup of tea, like it's going to be a brutal life. So like I can do that naturally. So like any success just kind of followed that.
Love that.
I have like looking at you and seeing this happen over the past 10 years, 20 years, really, I guess. But seeing it, there's so many different things that pop out to me, but there's some big ones. And one of them is to what you just said, had your relationship with your clients is completely different playing field than most. And I know that some of you clients are creeping on this. Like I know they're going to be on here watching this. And I just have to say, Lindsay's clients are the real deal, Maura. See you. They're the real deal. They're like, you have cultivated this client base that is, it's like your friends. Like everybody that comes to you are like people we'd be like going out with. Like we have relationships with, I say we as if it's me and you, well, because you know, like you know that's the deal. But they're incredible people.
Yeah.
And they're in it for more than just the great hair.
Yeah.
And I mean, the captions alone, it's always like an inside joke. And I'm like, what is she talking about? That sounds hilarious.
I've always said, I'm like, I give like a pretty good haircut, but not the best haircut. Like, I do pretty good hair. But like, I think like
it's bigger.
But it's more like it's always been more than just hair. Always. From the second like, I really do think that it is a business relationship that I have with these people, and they come and go and they're always welcome back. But like from the second that they reach out to you, like I want the experience to be next level. I want it to be like something that you're not going to get anywhere else, because that's what sets, I think, Privé apart. Like the whole entire experience is going to be, and even after they leave, like I want them to know if something's like not right, I want to be approachable. Like I want this, you know what I mean? Like this is a big part of your life. You're spending a lot of time and money in the salon. And I think that it's so much more than just a haircut.
Yeah. Mm.
It must feel amazing having people pay to just hang out with you.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like, cause that's all they're doing.
I mean, like
trying
obviously
to hang
they
out.
Came to her the first time cause they heard how great she was doing hair. They loved their hair. So they came back, but time and time and time and time again, I think that they're coming to you just to get an hour of your day.
Yeah. The deep-rooted relationship that you have built with them is unmatched. I mean, it is. I mean, and it's unbelievable. And I ultimately think that's the reason why you are as successful as you are. And I think you seeing between 14 and you said 19 guests a day, you love those people.
Otherwise, if I was doing that and I didn't like them, I would be like, this is, it couldn't be a worse job.
Yeah.
I'm like crippling, walking out of there crippled. Like it's, you know, it's not, if I honestly have reached like peak clientele right now, like I have the best clients right now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you work two 12 hour shifts. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about like why you chose that schedule.
I worked more before kids, and then like I had the kids and I was like, like, I guess I got to keep working now. But anyway, I was like, just so grateful that you guys, like, I feel like put family before anything else. So, like, I knew that I don't even think you, like, wanted me to work this many hours. You were like, you can't, like, are you sure you want to do, like, just so, like, what do you need to do to be successful, you know, home and here? And I was like, all right, I would rather be there and, like, a useless mom 2 days a week and then be able to be, like, full-in mom on the other days rather than, like, rat racing around for, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
Like everyone else does. And, like, I just, I feel bad. I sympathize with them. But yeah, I mean, it just, it works for us. Like, you guys let me be a mom so much before anything else. And then my husband lets me be, like, a hairdresser. Like, if something comes up with the kids on a Tuesday or Thursday, like, he knows it's him. Like, I'm useless.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Awesome. And, like, so that's, it's just such a good balance and, like, so supported from everyone.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, it's obvious that a lot of your success is your clients, for sure. But I know, just spending my days with you, how driven you are as far as hitting goals. So talk to us about what it's like, because I know we set goals, you know, for the team, but you like to set your own individual goals, and you, you know, it's not anything uncommon, and I'm sure you guys get it too, like a text from Lindsay the night before her shift tomorrow being like, hey, there's a chance I can hit this. And, you know, the next day I love checking in with you and seeing like, hey, are you there yet? Did you get there yet? And then by the end of the day, you always hit it. I don't think there's ever been a goal that you've missed. So talk to us about how you find that drive to be so driven and work and hitting these goals and crushing them, and how you come up with them to set for yourself.
I feel like that this, like, early on in your career, it's like so many things are mapped out. Like, you know, this is what you need to be hitting, and then this happens. But then you get, like, this far into it, and you have to, like, kind of self-motivate a little bit more, or else, again, you just, like, start not liking the industry and, you know, your days. So, like, I kind of just, like, I need to keep myself on my own toes, kind of. And, like, again, it's, like, fun for my associates to kind of, like, have some, like, little goals here or there. But, like, if I typically have just seen, like, a potential for, like, a really big day just from, like, how it's, like, looking weeks ahead of time. And I'm, like, I keep my eye on it. And I'm, like, all right, that look, that day is, like, looking like it could be something. You know, as far as I really try not to, like, I'm going to cringe at myself if my clients are, like, you've done that to me. But, like, if a client comes in and they're, like, oh, like, I just need this done today. But, like, what do you think? Like, I'm going to be honest with them. And I've never talked somebody into or out of anything, like, you know, unless I really believed it. But, like, most of my clients, like I said earlier, are coming in. They're, like, F me up. Like, do whatever we can do today. And if I have the time and the support there, I'm, like, let's do it. And the next thing you know, you're, like, halfway through the day and you're, like, this is going to happen. Like, it's just a cool thing to getting into this industry, especially when we did. I feel like it was, like, before it was respected as much as it is now. And I've, you know, just been told by, like, people that I looked up to, like, ugh, like, you're going into that industry. And I'm, like, not like I have something to prove, but, like, it's just so empowering to see, like, what you can financially provide for your life and your family, like, just doing hair.
Yeah. Would you say, like, one of your biggest motivators is, like, proving people wrong?
I feel like not, I don't know.
I think she likes to prove herself wrong.
Yeah. No, definitely. I'm, like, definitely, like, you're not doing this.
She's our biggest critic, for sure.
But I just think that it's, like, I love, you know, talking to the younger girls in the back and, like, you know, what they want to do and, like, what they want for, like, their next 10 years of their life. And, like, I know how quick it all goes by and, like, what it takes to have, like, a house. And, you know, I know all that, but, like, I'm, like, you can do, you're in a better spot now than I was at your age, like, tenfold. So I'm just, like,
yeah, like,
do this, this, and this, and you're going to have way more than you even, like, can imagine, you know? And it's not even just, like, money. It's the fact that I can work 2 days a week and be pretty much a mom most of the time.
Yeah.
It's invaluable.
In filming this podcast these past few months, I feel like something that I've realized is how much value is in this industry just based upon schedule. Like, not take the money out of it, like you just said. Like, everybody that we have sat down with so far has talked about how the flexibility is so, such a big part of what's serving them. And I feel that way for sure. I mean, I know I'm in a different position, but being a salon owner and having flexibility and being able to be at kids' events, and Heather gets to be the school mom and all of that fun stuff.
Homer mom.
Yeah.
You, like, sometimes forget that, like, 9 to 5s are, like, a thing still. Like, when you're like with other moms at school, it's like, mm-hmm. oh man, like they have to leave the house at 8 to get to work by 9, leave work so at bad. 5 to pick their kids up. And like sometimes they're not getting home till like 6 o'clock, and then like what's left to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And that's 5 days a week. Like,
and we have stylists that won't even like take off, you know, they can just block a couple hours in their day to run up to school for like a Halloween party to for be sure. with their
I literally
kids.
Like asked you, I was like, hey, do you think, and you're like, done. And I'm like, God, thank. Because yeah, yeah. like little Henry, like looking, not seeing mom, like
yeah, no, little but you Henry can't be at everything. Mom, it's such a balance,
but like to just know that, like, I mean, I've asked off before from other people for some major things and got denied. So like to be to work in such like a supportive mom environment is like, oh my God.
It's I think
such
we've a actually gift. Talked about some of your things in a previous
yeah.
podcast.
Other episodes. Yeah. Be
you're mentioned.
About your denial.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about challenges. And I want to preface this. I think mindset is a huge thing for you. Like mm-hmm. we had a text conversation this morning. You're like, hey, like, I don't know if we want to talk about challenges. Like, I really don't have any. Like, just like that's your outlook on life. You know, like you don't see all the negative, you kind of just turn negatives into positive constantly. Mm-hmm. But if you could give us some challenges of being in such demand and having such a huge clientele that needs to see you.
I mean, honestly, my brain's like, I'm blow drying my hair and I'm like, this would be a really cool like client referral idea. And then I'm like, but I can't get new referrals right now. Like, and I'm like, and then, so, you know, I mean, sometimes you do want to like maybe get like a couple new clients in your chair, but it's kind of hard because then I'm like, hey, can you refer friends? And they're like, no, because I can't even get in with you. So like, I'm not sending other people in, and I'm like, all right, cool. Fair enough. But like, so yeah, kind of feeling like I try to bend over backwards to accommodate my current clientele, like in their appointments. But when that starts, like when I have to send them to other people, I hate that. That would definitely be a challenge. And, you know, it is, I think when COVID hit, it kind of was like a blessing and a curse with how I view it. I think that a lot of clients like really realized the value that we bring to them, like emotionally and obviously physically and all that. So they had like, I think more of a respect for us in the industry. But I do think that, I don't know, it kind of made people a little grumpy and grouchy. And I, as an empath, take on everybody's emotional stuff that they dump off on me throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to like shake that sometimes.
Yeah.
And sure. I also need a chiropractor.
Yeah.
But besides that, like not one child.
I don't think we've talked about that on any episode yet. Like what? How like taking on people's grief and you know yeah. what I mean? Like mm-hmm.
And if we're gonna dive into that, Lindsay still wanna do it with because you do. You take on, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a client, a client's husband, a client's nephew. A
someone
team
on
member,
the team, yeah.
Us. I mean, I can't tell you how many times Lindsay pops in the office. She's like, hey, you good?
What you about sure pets? You're good? Lindsay's heart is for the animals.
Yeah, well.
She's like St. Francis over here.
In the arms oh, stop. Of the angels.
Yeah, I mean, I we totally respect everything you're doing. You're killing it. You're crushing it, although you hate hearing that. But something that I think we should dissect deeply for the audience is your actual business. You know, mm-hmm. you operate a business within our business, mm-hmm. but you are business minded to the point where if you were to open a salon tomorrow, you'd be a massive success. We all know it. At some point I will come knocking. But for right now, like your business that you operate, break it down. You know, you work with an associate, at times it's two.
Mm-hmm.
How are you maximizing your time at the salon to make sure that you can, you know, do your thing?
I love working with two associates because I have so many clients that are like just root touch up clients, which I just posted about because I love them. Like not every client's going to be this like major blonding transition where it's like, you know, 4 hours of work and like a killer before and after picture. Like,
hold on, pause.
Just say it.
Do you even
just
want
say
that?
It. Lynn's just saying,
I love myself,
like
a 52-year-old mom whose kids are in like, you know, high school and they're in here every like 4 to 6 weeks. Like, they're my people.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, agreed. And they're like, that's what I want the internet to hear this. I want the Instagram world and TikTok world to understand you do not have to book 6-hour appointments to be successful. In fact, we advise against that.
Well, not only that, like she doesn't do extensions. Yeah, like yeah. We're not
my average client or appointment is not this like $500 $900 appointment. It's your everyday, like, you know, mom who is coming in every like 6 to 12 weeks for like a little root touch up and
maybe a little haircut.
Maybe a few foils. A
couple foils, a glaze. Something to hold them over, keep them looking hot. Like that is my target clientele. And I can work fast, so I can, you know, I can accommodate a lot of those people in one day. There are people who like don't want to work like that. And like, I get it. It's a lot physically and emotionally and all this. And I like it and I can do it. So that's why I'm doing it. But I can put those single process, you know, like a root touch up. If they're cool with it, I communicate it with them. They will see Katie for most of their appointment or some of it for that. And like, you know, a blow dry or a finish. And then I'm going to stick to doing the hair cutting and the foil work and the, you know, the things like that. So I give up some control and let my associates help a lot because I need it.
I want to go back to like the business planning. So it's not uncommon for us to see a photo of Lindsay drinking coffee in the morning with scribbled out down services. So there's a lot of planning that goes into this.
No, there is.
Talk to us about like the strategy behind, okay, like I want to have a, you know, a best day ever, or I want to do this amount in services. Like, talk to us about the strategy behind it.
Oh yeah. It doesn't just like, oh wow, look at this. like I said, I'll like keep my eye on a day and I'm like, oh, that looks like that day might be. I love a best day ever because it just is constantly like, all right, you still got it. Like, you old horse, like, come on.
I just tripped and fell on 5K.
Did you just say you old horse?
I literally walked in the office, I think the other week, and I was like, hey, I like don't want to become like a middle-aged washed up hairdresser, like, just so you know. And she's like, I know, and that's why you're not going to be. I'm like, all right. Anyway, it does keep you like going, again, self-motivating. So if I see that on the horizon, I take one of my daughter's like papers out of her sketch pad. Writing down
my like, little pony.
Literally. Like the totals of like, all right, like, you know, I have 19 clients that day and, you know, a rough estimate of like what that day is going to look like. And then I'm like, all right, well, that one, like, she definitely is probably getting a haircut also, you know, like this one, you know, I just see where I'm like, all right, if this, this, and this all happen, which if I have the support, like I said, to do it and the clients want to, then we're going to do it. Then this is going to shape up to be now a best day ever. So then I'll like text you guys and I'll text my associate Katie. I'm like, hey, keep your eyes on like this day. Don't call out, please.
I need you.
Hey, do not go to the bar the week before.
So glad she's not old enough to go to the bar. But and then I do say like, we're gonna like double your, you're gonna get compensated because like anytime I win, she wins.
Love that.
And that's so true.
We provide planners, but Lindsay just chooses to use the coloring book as her planner.
I love kidding. It. That doesn't like work because I need to be able to like, carry it around with me for a couple weeks. I know. And then like scratch it out if somebody cancels. Yeah. Like I need to be able to, anyway.
You know the deal. So one of the things that I think is so powerful for you in your business, and you use it in a different way than 95% of people out there, is your social media. So can we talk about that a bit? Because I just think it's such a unique way of your approach, but it's so fucking real. Mm-hmm. And that's what the people love.
Yep. I will flex on these young girls because I'm like, they're like, I can help you. And I'm like, cool, like help me. I don't have the time to do these things sometimes. And I also don't know what I'm doing as much now. But I'm like, I was posting before and after pictures like in a dimly lit salon, like when they were still in diapers. Like I saw the value of social media, I think before anyone else did. I will give that to myself because it is so powerful. And I have like 1300 followers. Like I'm not crushing it, but most of my followers are like my actual clients. And I like to just kind of be as personable as I can with them. I let them like see in my life and like not all the perfectly curated.
Yeah. Pictures. Here's the thing. I've seen like, people call hairstylists out because, okay, like the stylist took my photo, but like didn't post it. Like, what am I not good enough? Mm-hmm. And like, she's the prime example of like, I'm going to post you regardless. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's like an appreciation there. Cause it 100%. Like stylists.
Also, sometimes like we do take pictures and the hair looks not good. Like it's not. And then you're like, oh my God, I hope this, like that does happen where you take a picture.
Yeah.
And you're like,
But like yeah. you're raw and real, you know what I mean, yeah. is what yep. I'm trying
it
to say.
Need to look like a perfect yeah. everything. Yeah. Like yeah.
So I would honestly, I'm going to go as far as to tell our audience to follow you because I think there's so much value behind just your stories. Your stories alone are so genuine and they reach you in a different way than other people. You put your life out there enough, but not too much. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a good balance. Yeah. And I think you're only going to see that if you do follow you. So you are
Lindsay Previ Salon. The other day I died.
Tattooed on your forearm.
You'll have like Henry in his underwear, like, I have an opening. Like,
who wants it?
Yeah. Like, they're attention grabbing. I'm like, yes, yeah, that's awesome. Good.
And it's effective. I mean, I have so many clients that are like, I live for your last minute openings because it's the only way that my mm-hmm. life operates. And I'm like, good, because you are filling my last minute yeah. opening that
it's
I otherwise
a win-win.
Lindsay, what do you do when you have, I mean, I think it's safe to say that you don't have a ton of availability to accommodate new guests. Mm-hmm. I know we like touched on that a bit, but what do you say to somebody who reaches out on Instagram that's like, hey, my friend Carrie goes to you. I'd really love to get in. Like, how do you accommodate that?
I usually will give them like my next openings. And then if they want to get in before that, I say like, let's get you in with, you know, whoever I would recommend for their availability. And then say like, you know, if you want to get in with me next time or, you know, if you're happy with them, that's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
As long as we can get them into the salon, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. What was your drive home like the day you hit 5K?
Were we on the phone?
I don't know if we... I texted you guys before I got in the car, and then I didn't look at my phone the whole way I was driving home.
You just take it in?
But no, like, I usually, like, will call...
Because
like,
she has astigmatism, and...
Because I'm like... It's definitely like a decompressing, like I sit in my driveway for sure 5 minutes at a time.
Yes.
While my kids are like looking out their bedroom windows waiting for me to come in.
That's so relatable.
I love it.
Oh God, the driveway.
I value my driveway time.
The driveway car sit. Oof.
Oh.
Driveway and parking lot time.
I'll text Katie like here and there when I feel like she's like crushing it or, you know, like.
Yeah, I love that. The younger generation needs that. Yeah. I feel like a lot of times they're being told all the things that they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Lindsay, I think, also brings tremendous value to the team. Like, not only does her business matter to her, but everyone's business matters mm-hmm. to her. And I feel like that's why so many of our team members go to her. Like, she might not even be, like, an actual mentor right now. At one point you were, but you got too busy. But she's still a mentor. People still go to her with questions and advice, and she's always willing to give it. And she's always, you know, wants success for everybody, not just herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such an amazing team member to have on your team.
Yeah.
So.
And it's also difficult for you. Like that I know firsthand that
yeah.
when you sit in the break room and you hear, you know, let's say a level one or a level two talking through a challenge that they may have, maybe they just got no-showed. I know that your aspect on that is different than theirs. And at times you want to give it, but you feel, you know, emotionally, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Right. Well, because I feel like that they're like, she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
But like, I definitely get it. And like, I try to tell them, like I've said before, like your first $1,000 day is a huge milestone in your career. And like, these girls are doing it at like 22 years
mm-hmm.
old. Like I was not doing that at 22 years old at all. I need to say also that having been in a different environment for the same amount of time as I'm in this one, like I feel so like I'm such a safe space here, but I feel like safe. I'm not worried that like the rug's going to be pulled out from under me or that like you guys are just like scheming up ways to like, you know, I know because we all were in this room together, like, what are we going to do? I've seen your dad run, how he takes care of his people that work mm-hmm. for him. Like,
I think we learned early on too. And most of it was from some advice that my dad had offered. But like your success is our success. Like we're never going to be successful without a successful team. And if they're not successful, so I feel like that's why we kind of lead from behind. Like I said earlier, maybe in a different episode, but I feel like we push everybody forward because we can't be successful without you guys.
And the last thing that I want to mention is I think a lot of the audience is probably questioning right now why you are you work for a commission salon. You're not out on your own. You're not in a suite. You know, when we opened suites a couple of years ago, did we think you were going to go? Sure. We thought that might be a good opportunity for you and you might jump on it. Talk to us just a little bit about why you're choosing for your career path and your life right now that you're working in a commission salon.
I'm not Those did not sound appealing. I could not have it any better than how I have it with you guys. I mean,
what's your Venmo again? So we can pay you after this.
I'm serious. Like, I could go and keep everything that I make, but then I'm only doing a couple clients, so I would be losing more than half of my clientele, which I don't want to do that because I really like 99% of them. And I have such a good balance of work life now. To what, make another $100 a week? I'm good.
All right. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm sure you found value with Lindsay Privé Salon. if you did, drop a comment below. If you want to see a part two, drop your comments and we'll get her back out here to answer any questions that you have. See you on the next one.